It's time for Lala's Bedtime Tales. Grab your wine, dim the lights, and get ready to listen to an oh-so-sexy bedtime story. I'm Lala, and I'm going to tell you an erotic story guaranteed to turn you on and get you hot and bothered. So, listen up.
Hey sexy people, this is Lala, and I wanted to give you guys a little bonus sexy tale to tie you over until our October episodes drop. This erotic tale will be sure to offer you sensual relaxation and guaranteed to help you make it through the rest of this week. This bonus episode is even sexier than the first take of Lala's Bedtime Tale. Also, if you enjoy the story, be sure to subscribe to Lala's oh-so-exclusive Patreon for an alternate ending to this story and a video telling of it. Don't we all just love a hot and steamy hookup with a sexy man and are pleasantly surprised when it doesn't end in just a one-night stand? It's like they just can't get enough of you. Paging Dr. Dreamy, MD, will help you live out all of your hottest hookup fantasies. And what's even better, Gemma's World is a medical drama that you don't want to miss. So listen up to the sexy and salacious tale of Dr. Gemma Sharp. Congratulations! The staff of Love in Dublin Irish Pub shouted at the top of their lungs as Gemma entered the kitchen. Gemma was brought to tears by her work family at Love in Dublin. After 3 years of working as a beer girl and barmaid at the Irish pub, that night would be her last night working there. Patrick, the owner, stepped forward with a large sheet cake decorated with a stethoscope and in big blue letters read, "Congrats to Dr. Sharp, MD." Gemma stood there stunned as everyone hugged her and excitedly chatted about her next adventure as an OBGYN resident at Olympus Teaching Hospital. "Thank you guys so much for the love and support. I've loved working here, and this is a bittersweet goodbye for me," Gemma exclaimed as her bottom lip quivered. She took deep breaths and let them out slowly so she wouldn't burst into a blubbering mess and ruin her makeup for the night. As everyone dispersed and got ready to open for tonight, Gemma made her way to the staff bathroom to freshen up her makeup for tonight's shift. She examined her appearance in the mirror and could not wait to trade in her ridiculous Irish beer girl uniform for a pair of scrubs. She pulled up her white thigh-high socks to make sure they were even, adjusting the little green bow that sat in the back of her thighs. She adjusted her breast in the white low-cut blouse so her cleavage wasn't lopsided, and she smoothed her hands down her glittery green waist corset to her fluffy black skirt and white apron. Rolling her dark brown eyes at her reflection in the mirror as she adjusted the little black sparkly top hat on her head, she turned on her heels and walked out of the bathroom for her shift. Her last night at the bar was insanely busy. The hustle and bustle never stopped, which made her feel equipped to work the busy days and long hours at a hospital. Gemma looked over her shoulder as she poured another green beer, and her eyes collided with the biggest blue-gray eyes that she'd ever seen. He stared at her all night from his place at the end of the bar, and it caused her stomach to turn somersault. Gemma finished pouring the beer and delivered it to the customer. Turning to the gorgeous mystery man with mesmerizing eyes, she gave him a slight smile. The gorgeous stranger gave her a huge grin back and waved her over to a seat at the bar. "What can I get you?" Gemma asked, admiring his rugged good look. He had dirty blonde hair that flopped in a single curl over his forehead and a nicely manicured beard. When he smiled, Gemma noticed the minor wrinkles around his eyes, and his eyes were more gray than blue now that she was face to face with him. Gemma didn't think she had ever met a man so attractive. He gave Chris Hemsworth. a run for his money. And although casually dressed, his style was expensive. After another long stare from what she could see from behind the bar, he actually didn't fit the usual crowd that patronized the Love and Devil. "Hey, beautiful girl, let me have a shot of Irish whiskey," he said louder, repeating himself and breaking her out of the drink. She nodded her head and turned around quickly to pour him his whiskey. She set his whiskey down on the bar in front of him, and he touched her hand as she moved away, sending a spark through her body. Their eyes collided, and it was as if no one else was in the bar, as they held a lustful gaze, and she felt desire surge through her body. "Jim! Jim! We need help serving the dudes at the pool table," Mallory screamed as she held up a tray of green brews that needed carrying to the billers area of the bar. It was finally after close, and Gemma removed her shoes because her feet were killing her. She was itching to get out of the godforsaken uniform, too. As she hummed to herself while finishing up her closing duties, she heard the door open. She cursed herself for forgetting to lock it as she flipped the chairs over on the top of the table. Without looking, she screamed, "We're closed. I am so sorry." "Hi, beautiful girl. I forgot my card before leaving. Can you help me with that?" the gorgeous stranger said as she looked up and fell into a trance once again, giving him another once-over. This time, she could fully see his body, and he was extremely tall with broad shoulders, a fit physique, and extremely muscular arms. She slowly nodded her head, not trusting herself to speak, and swiftly walked over to the bar to find his card. "What's your name, and what type of card do you have?" Gemma asked quickly, not making eye contact with this gorgeous man. "Liam Adams is the name, and it's a Platinum Amex," he said gruffly. Gemma fumbled through the billfolds near the cash register until she spotted an abandoned card and let out a sigh of relief. She turned around and her eyes collided once again with this beautiful stranger's gray gaze. And as she extended the card to him, his hand caught hers and didn't let go. "We're closed, Liam," she said quietly, shifting her gaze down to where he held her hand. He quickly let go of her hand and slid out his wallet to replace his credit card. "I'll walk you to the door," Gemma mumbled as she came around the bar. At 5'11", Liam towered over her, causing her to take in a sharp inhale as he looked down at her with quizzical, playful eyes. "You seem to be in a rush," he joked as they walked swiftly to the door of the Irish pub. "It's my night to close up, and I have a big day tomorrow," she answered as they stood next to the exit. She looked at him while he hovered near the door, like he wanted to ask her a question or wasn't sure how to prolong this conversation. His head descended towards hers, and the next thing she knew, her lips met his. She slowly stroked his beard and opened her mouth so his tongue could enter as they aggressively kissed. Once he tore his mouth away from hers, against her better judgment, she locked the door to the pub and gave him a challenging glare. Liam's eyes widened, and he gave her a face-splitting grin as he grabbed her face, pushed her against the wall, and kissed her breath away. Gemma felt her nipples harden beneath her silly Irish beer girl uniform. Her pussy dripped from how turned on she was by Liam simply kissing her. He slid his hand up her backside and grabbed her ass as he deepened the kiss and then hoisted her up on his waist and carried her to a nearby pool table. He sat her gently on the edge of it as he yanked down her uniform and exposed her large breasts. Liam let out a whistle as her dark nipples began to elongate under his gaze. He dropped his head to her neck and sucked on it while pinching and rolling her nipples between his fingers. Gemma let out a throaty moan of pleasure as he kissed her down her neck to enclose her left nipple in his warm, wet mouth. She let out a groan as he sucked on her nipple, swirling his tongue around the tight, sensitive bud. Gemma couldn't think straight as she leaned back on the pool table. She felt her breathing getting harsher and ragged. It felt like he was touching her everywhere at once. He delved a finger into the wet folds of her pussy and teased her as he added a second one and moved them in and out as his mouth abandoned her nipple to find her mouth again. "Fuck me! Please, Liam! Fuck me!" Gemma heard herself beg as he nibbled on her ear, bringing her to an earth-shattering climax with just his fingers. Liam stepped back from between her thighs to free his long, hard erection, grabbed a condom from his wallet, and slid it onto his dick. His eyes never broke eye contact with her. "Ready?" Liam whispered, a breath away from Gemma's mouth, as his dick teased her entrance. "Yes! Oh, yes!" Gemma responded, grinding her hips into his and making a slow, earthy groan escape his lips. Gemma was lost in an abyss of desire as she met Liam's every hard breath. Her insides clenched and held on to him as he sent her over the edge into another self-abandoning climax. Liam picked up his pace and thrust into her until he reached his own orgasm and stared down into her big brown eyes. They stayed there for a couple of minutes, spent and consumed by their fucking, until Gemma came to her senses. "Fuck! I need to finish closing and get out of here. I can't believe we just fucked on this pool table," she said, exasperated, pushing Liam away from her and pulling up her uniform. Liam redressed himself and looked dumbfounded as he watched her dash around the pub, putting chairs on the tables. "Come home with me, beautiful girl," Liam suggested as he helped stack chairs on top of the last few tables. Gemma looked behind her, not realizing he moved from the pool table where he just had her begging him to screw her. Gemma felt sexual heat move over her body in waves, and her insides tightened as her pussy grew wet just from the thought of going home with him. She already made one stupid mistake. Did she want to make another? She looked over at Liam against the bar. He stared at her intensely with desire energizing his gaze, making her feel hot inside and out. She looked over at Liam leaning against the bar. He stared at her intensely with desire energizing his gaze, making her feel hot inside and out. Gemma bit down on her full bottom lip, at war with herself about what she should do. Liam just proved he was a good lover, and she did want to see what other sexual tricks he had up his sleeve. She rushed to the back door without a word to Liam, grabbed her purse, and came back to the front of the pub. Gemma rubbed her tense neck and made a quick call to her roommate and best friend, Samantha. "Hello?" she said groggily on the second ring. "Should I go home with a sexy stranger and fuck him?" Gemma felt the question rush out before she could stop it. She saw the shock in Liam's blue-gray eyes, and he let out a huge laugh, taken aback by her. "Yeah, just share your location," Samantha said and then hung up. Gemma grabbed Liam's hand and pulled him towards the door, unlocking it and pushing him out before she could change her mind. After locking up Love in Dublin, she let him escort her to a bright blue Maserati Gran Turismo. He opened the door for her, and before she could rationalize what she was doing, she got into the car and let out a deep breath. Liam climbed into the driver's seat, and the car purred to life, pulling out of the Love in Dublin parking lot. So, she'd been right, Gemma thought to herself. He wasn't the usual Irish pub customer driving an almost $200,000 car in this part of Baltimore. This turned Gemma on even more as she looked at his profile and drank in his chiseled jaw. She remembered the softness of his beard across her face and on her breast as he had his rough and tantalizing way with her on the pool table. "What do you do for a living?" Gemma asked quizzically as Liam glanced over at her with a smirk. "I make people feel good, like I'm about to make you feel really, really good," he whispered into her ear as they stopped at a red light. He pulled away and drove on as the light turned green, squeezing her right breast. After a 30-minute drive, they entered his large condo and clothes flew all over his living room floor. He pushed her down onto his couch and dragged her naked body towards him as her legs splayed wide over the arm of the couch. Before Gemma could think about what was happening, she was slammed into a world of pure pleasure. She looked down and grasped Liam's hair to hold him in place as he licked his way into her wet pussy and massaged her clitoris with his thumb. He licked from her snatch to her clitoris and rubbed his thumb inside of her. Her climax grew and her eyes rolled to the back of her head. "Ugh, what the fuck, Liam?" Gemma screamed in agony as he pulled away from her mere seconds before she orgasmed. Liam had a smug smirk on his lips, lips that were glistening wet from the juices of her arousal. Gemma felt him push her legs back behind her head in one quick movement and loudly panting, "Grab your ankles." Gemma looked into his eyes and hesitated for a second before grabbing her ankles that were now at her ears. She watched him bend one knee on the arm of the couch, swing his leg on the other side of her thigh, and plant his foot on the ground. Once positioned as needed, Liam slammed his hard dick into her pussy and penetrated her so deeply and quickly that she couldn't breathe. Her body splintered apart as she came. Gemma began to feel her body quickly build in passion and ecstasy as Liam picked up the pace of his strokes. His dick hit her cervix, throwing them both into an orgasm so strong and intense that Gemma felt as if her soul left her body. Gemma felt Liam tug on her wrist, and she gave out a small squeak as she fell on top of him. Not realizing, he moved from the couch and was now sprawled on his back on the floor. He lifted his head and kissed her feverishly and intensely. After becoming breathless from kissing, Liam pulled away, gently nibbling at her bottom lip. He whispered, "Ride my dick, beautiful girl." Jim let out a giggle and sat astride him and slowly lowered herself on his hard, thick dick. She moved her hips back and forth and in a circle as she played with her nipples, making eye contact with him and watching his eyes roll to the back of his head as he stroked her clit. Gemma felt her insides clench around his dick, and Liam tilted his hips and began thrusting hard and fast, meeting her thrust for thrust as she threw back her head and screamed his name. An intense wave of pleasure hit her, throwing her into an intense orgasm. Gemma rubbed her eyes and sat up quickly. She looked around, realizing the bed she was in was not her own. She bit into her wrist frantically and felt Liam clenching her to his warm, big, muscular body. She gently wiggled her way out of his arms and his bed, careful not to disturb him. She crawled out of his bedroom, quickly dressed, and let herself out of his condo. Once she was safely outside the front of his building in the ritzy part of Baltimore, she called a Lyft and picked up her car from the Love in Dublin. She drove home, trying not to think of all the wild, hot sex she had up until a few hours ago. "Hello, stranger," Samantha bellowed from the kitchen table with a mischievous smile on her face. Gemma's eyes slid from Samantha to a giggling Cheyenne as she rolled her eyes. Embarrassed, She hurried into her bedroom to get dressed for her first day of residency. Gemma knew her two roommates and closest friends would want all the details of her hot one-night stand with a sexy stranger from Lovin' Dublin. But she didn't have time to debrief these gossip fiends over breakfast this morning because she was already stressed with how late she was for her first day of her new job. Gemma threw herself in the shower to scrub off the scent of the bar and, unfortunately, the glorious scent of her and Liam's wild sex from last night. Gemma closed her eyes and thought of Liam as the hot water from the shower beat it down her face and over her skin. She could still feel his mouth between her legs and the taste of him on her tongue as she quickly turned off the shower and shook her head. Gemma needed to not let this mysterious man and this one-night stand become a distraction, or even worse, an obsession. She quickly ran into her room like a madwoman and threw on her scrubs. She had to run back to the bathroom to do something with the wild tangle of curls on top of her head. Looking at her reflection in the mirror, she felt self-conscious of her appearance. Her eyes, looking at the ebony complexion of her skin and the light honeydew browns of her big eyes as she threw her curls into a puffball on top of her head. Liam's words, "beautiful girl," crept into her mind because she never thought of herself in that way. Gemma was othered throughout her life, growing up in different homes and never with anyone a blood relation or that looked like her. She didn't know what to make of Liam's praise and compliments of her last night. God, she was letting this man get in her head, she thought as she darted from the bathroom and back into the kitchen. Fuck me, I'm going to be late, Gemma cursed at herself, running into the kitchen, swiping a banana. I think the fucking is why you're going to be late, Mamacita, Samantha joked as she took a sip of her coffee from the breakfast table. Gemma dropped a kiss on Samantha's cheek and then pulled Cheyenne into a tight hug as she made her way to the front door of their apartment. Damn right, Sam. The things that man did to me last night, he had me in positions I didn't even know existed, Gemma exclaimed sultrily, looking from Cheyenne to Samantha and winking. Damn, girl. Thanks for reminding me of the cobwebs I have down there since it's been a minute, Cheyenne joked as Gemma closed the door and hightailed it to the parking garage. She was cursing herself the whole way to Olympus Teaching Hospital. How could she be so irresponsible and reckless to allow herself to be late for one of the biggest days of her professional career? She tapped her foot impatiently on the elevator floor on her way up to the labor and delivery wing of the hospital. She barreled out the elevator as soon as the door swished open and ran down the hall to the residence group crowded around the attending physician. Remember, in our position, we're not just responsible for one life. We're responsible for two and a new life, the attending physician said and then stopped as his eyes landed on Gemma. You're late. Dr. Shark, I would assume, he asked abrasively. Gemma just stared at him and felt her stomach drop. There was a bone-chilling familiarity to his eyes, but she was unsure due to the mask that covered the bottom half of his face. Yeah, Gemma confirmed softly, shifting her weight from foot to foot as she stared into the narrow eyes of the attending physician. I run a tight ship around here, and your lateness isn't a good look, intern, he chastised her, making her shrink in shame. He seamlessly got back on the subject as if nothing had happened, and the group moved through the labor and delivery wing. Once they completed the labor and delivery floor tour, the attending physician paired her and the two other interns with some of the third-year OBGYN residents. These third-year OBGYN residents would supervise and mentor them through their first year of residency as interns. Dr. Gray, you'll be with Dr. Shark, the attending physician said as he walked away down the hall without a second glance at the group. Don't let Dr. Adams get to you. He's an arrogant bastard with a stick up his ass. As long as you pay attention, take your role seriously, and provide your patients with the utmost care, you'll do amazing here at Olympus in your residency, Dr. Gray said with a smile on her face, reassuring Gemma. Thanks, Aria, Gemma said humbly as she followed Dr. Gray around, learning the ins and outs of her role in attending to patients. She spotted Dr. Adams leaving the hospital cafeteria on her way back up to the labor and delivery floor. He was with a petite, red-haired labor and delivery nurse. At that moment, when he pulled down his mask to whisper something into the nurse's ear, her suspicions were confirmed. Dr. Adams was Liam, her one-night stand from the night before. Gemma felt mortified. She tried to avert her eyes and scurry out of sight, but she felt his gaze land on hers. She beelined for the elevator and met Aria on the labor and delivery floor, who kept her extremely busy up until the last 30 minutes of her shift. Luckily, Gemma had the luxury of not seeing Dr. Liam Adams for the majority of her shift. When she had run into him, he was incredibly busy or aloof to her existence. Gemma came around the corner of the hall and caught a glimpse of the red-haired nurse laughing. She ducked behind a wall, hoping she hadn't been seen by the nurse and whoever she was in deep conversation with. I can definitely get Liam back. He's such a man whore. All you have to do is promise him a good time or stroke that ego of his and he becomes putty in your hand. The red-haired nurse assured her companion. Gigi, you really have your sights on Dr. Adams. You love doctors, but a trust fund baby and a doctor all in one is a stroke of luck. Another female voice exclaimed to Nurse Gigi. As Gemma heard their voices become more distant down the hall, she reluctantly turned the corner. She dropped off some information at the nurse's station. Late night, she heard over her shoulder and was face to face with Dr. Adams. Gemma finished yawning and nodded as she turned on her heels and pretty much ran to the locker room. You made it, Gemma, Aria said once she saw Gemma grabbing her stuff from her locker. Yes, I did. It was amazing. I am so glad I am paired with you, Gemma said as she gave her a quick hug and left the locker room. Gemma wanted to get to her car as fast as possible to limit her chances that she might run into Liam again. Night had fallen as she made her way across the parking lot into her car. Before she got to her car, she felt a tug on her arm, causing her to jump out of her skin. She whirled around with her mace in her hand, ready to defend herself when her eyes met the most beautiful blue-gray eyes she'd ever seen once again. Liam smiled as he dragged her a few rows past her car and towards his Maserati. What do you think you're doing? Someone might see, and you almost got your ass pepper sprayed. Actually, I may still maze your ass, Gemma said as Liam opened the back door to his car and pushed her inside and got in after her. It's dark and no one saw. I waited for you to leave and I followed you, beautiful girl, Liam responded as he looked out his window and around him. He seemed uneasy and not as carefree as he was during their first encounter. Stop calling me that. You know my name now. I'm not just some faceless bartender you picked up and fucked at a pub anymore. Now that I know you're one of the attending physicians in OBGYN, last night was an even bigger mistake than I imagined. Gemma blurted out angrily as her eyes clashed with an intense gaze from Liam. By the way he looked at her, she couldn't tell if he was furious, aroused by her, or both. A mistake. So that's why I woke up and you were gone, he said vehemently. He leaned into her closely and grabbed her chin hard as he punishingly kissed her. Forgetting that they were in the hospital's parking lot, Gemma gave into her lust and allowed Liam to slide his tongue into her mouth. His kiss deepened as he moved his hand up the top of her skirt. Gemma's practical side won this time around because she just couldn't allow herself to risk all of her hard work and livelihood on some good and, apparently, community dick. Stop! I left because you were just a screw to let off some steam before I started residency, Gemma said quietly. Liam studied her hard, and she felt him pulling her back into his spell. simply by a gaze and a slow lick of his lips. Fuck me one last time and we can just forget this trip ever happened. I think you're a beautiful woman and I need you. Just one more time, Liam said sternly as he freed himself from his jeans and held her gaze. Gemma felt her breath quicken as she watched Liam's dick get hard, and she knew she just wanted him one more time too. Before she knew it, she was pulling down her scrubs and easing herself down on Liam's big, hard dick. She sat on his lap, facing away from him behind the driver's seat. Meeting his every hip thrust, she dug her hands into the shoulders of his driver's seat and panted hard as he played with her nipples and sucked on her neck. Liam set a punishing pace, fucking her so hard that he sent her screaming into his driver's headrest as they both came in a quick and hot release. She slapped his hands off her breast, pulled up her pants, and split off his lap. He pulled her head to his lips and kissed the side of her hair. Gemma cursed her poor self-control in her head and told him venomously, "This is never happening again. We are done, and I don't even like you. So go back to fucking Gigi and leave me alone." Gemma was face to face with angry gray eyes as Liam grabbed her face hard and held it inches away from his. "How the fuck do you know about Gigi?" he exclaimed. Gemma slapped his hand away and tugged on the car lock, sending the back door to his car open, and she looked both ways before jumping out and fleeing to her car. She was done with Liam. She had no self-control around him, and he was an arrogant prick anyways. But God, could he bone! The first 3 months of Gemma's residency flew by in a whirlwind of information, education, and patient care. It also left her feeling distant from her two best friends. They were the closest thing she had to family. She wasn't used to not spending all of her time with Cheyenne and Samantha, and she missed them desperately. That evening, Gemma found herself knocking on the door to Aria's apartment with a fruit plate in hand. Aria had finally convinced Gemma to show up to a gathering with some of her colleagues from the hospital. "Hey girl, I am so glad you finally showed up to one of these shindigs. There's wine and there's food and there'll be games," Aria said gleefully, linking arms with Gemma and showing her into the kitchen of her apartment. Aria was married to a marketing executive, so she lived in a lavish apartment district in Baltimore. She was constantly hosting gatherings because she felt lonely since her husband traveled a lot for work. Gemma also felt that was why Aria wanted to be an OBGYN. She would spend most of her life at the hospital and forget about the loneliness she felt in her marriage. Gemma felt sad for her new friend when she thought about her lonely marriage. Aria poured Gemma a glass of Chardonnay, and more guests started to arrive. As more of Gemma's colleagues began to show up, she mingled around the room and began having a good time. But that was short-lived when first Gigi flopped in and later Liam arrived. Gemma sat on an oversized armchair in the corner of the room, glowering at Gigi and Liam. Gigi was so far up Liam's ass it made her sick to her stomach. God! Why did Liam have to be so damn sexy? What really pissed Gemma off was that he continuously ignored her since they had hot, abandoning, one-time sex in the hospital parking lot. "Game time!" Aria exclaimed. "Oh joy," Gemma pessimistically thought to herself and sent a group text to Samantha and Cheyenne as they played charades and then Pictionary. Samantha texted, "Cheyenne and I are out dancing at this new salsa club near our place. Come out and dance with us and bring a hot man home to get you out of your funk." Cheyenne texted, "Yes, you've mingled enough with your colleagues. Leave that boring gathering and come have some fun with us." Gemma contemplated their group text as she looked around the room of boring and tipsy colleagues. Gemma felt herself fuming as her eyes landed on a giggling Gigi as she stroked Liam's eyes up. Gemma had spent these past few months watching their playful flirting and stolen moments. The sweet nothings and the sexual energy between Gigi and Liam made Gemma sick to her stomach. Watching Liam whisper something to Gigi made Gemma feel jealousy burn hot in the pit of her stomach. Gemma couldn't take the sight of them together any longer. She got up abruptly, causing the whole room to look at her. Gemma felt embarrassed being the center of attention and said quietly, "Sorry, I have another engagement I need to show face at and catch up with some friends. This was really nice, Arya. Thank you so much for inviting me." Arya gave her a concerned and perplexed smile. Gemma's eyes narrowed in fury at Liam as she passed him and Gigi rushing out of Arya's apartment. "Gemma, wait!" she heard Liam call, and she turned around. He caught up with her as she stepped on the elevator, and Gemma rolled her eyes. Gemma felt that the night couldn't get any worse. Between her missing out on fun with her girls and Liam following her out of the gathering. "I'm going dancing. Wanna come?" Gemma heard herself ask Liam before she thought better of it. He eyed her quizzically, and his beautiful gray-blue eyes searched her big brown eyes for answers. The elevator door swung open, and he followed her outside of Arya's building and into the lift. They ended up at the salsa club, and Samantha hurled herself at Gemma upon her arrival. Samantha looked like a Colombian supermodel, with her long dark hair and curls and her full lips painted red. Her curvaceous body was on display in a low-cut bodycon halter mini dress. Cheyenne was right on Samantha's heels to greet Gemma. Cheyenne was dressed in leather high-waisted cheeky shorts and a sheer silver midriff top showing off her toned abs and athletic build. Cheyenne's blonde hair was piled on top of her head, probably due to the heat from dancing in the club. She dropped a kiss on Gemma's cheek as she drunkenly side-hugged her. Remembering that Liam was with her, Gemma turned around to him and said, "Sam and Shy, this is Liam. And Liam, these sexy women are my best friend." Liam let out a chuckle at her introduction of her best friend as he gave Samantha and Cheyenne warm hugs and ordered them a few rounds of tequila shots. There are 4 shots of tequila in, Samantha began dancing with some gorgeous black woman she had her eye on at the bar, while Cheyenne began flirting with a sensual Latin bartender, allowing Liam to take this opportunity to get Gemma onto the dance floor. Gemma thought Liam was amazing at sex because he knew so much about the female anatomy as a women's health doctor, but it was more so because he was so attuned with his own body. Liam was a fantastic salsa dancer, which wasn't too surprising to Gemma. She swore there was nothing this man wasn't a master at in his life. Gemma didn't know who moved first in her tipsy state, but her and Liam were making out as if it were nobody's business. Before she knew it, they were drunkenly laughing, and he had her bent over the sink in the bathroom. She was watching him in the mirror as he fucked her from behind. Halfway through him screwing her from behind, there was a loud bang on the bathroom door, and Liam screamed, "It's occupied! Gemma, we know you're in there. Cheyenne and I are tired, so we're headed out," Samantha exclaimed as she banged on the bathroom door. "Can't wait to hear all about tonight," Cheyenne obnoxiously screamed over the music in a fit of giggles. Liam laughed into Gemma's ear as he rammed into her harder and faster, flinging her into a passionate fit of pleasure as they came together. Gemma put her hand up against the mirror as she recovered from her orgasm, and Liam pulled out of her trying to catch his breath. Gemma turned around and gave him a once-over, already feeling regret trickle into her mind. "We shouldn't have done that," Gemma heard the words burst from her as she fixed her disheveled clothing and let herself out the club bathroom. She bumped past people rushing through the club, making her way to the exit as she called a lift. "Gemma, wait," Liam yelled as he grabbed her arm. Gemma whipped around and stared at him angrily as they stood outside the club, not noticing the Baltimore nightlife hustling and bustling around them. In that moment, Gemma couldn't think of anything other than how this man had the ability to get under her skin and make her feel things no one else could. "Do you make it a point to fuck everyone on the labor and delivery floor?" Gemma jealously flunk out at him as her mind played through the scenes of him and Gigi. Liam swung her around to face him. As Gemma peered up into his eyes, she noticed Liam barely keeping a handle on his anger. His hands dug into her upper arms painfully as he loudly whispered between clenched teeth, "One, that's not fair, and you know it. I didn't know you'd be a medical resident at Olympus and in my department. Talk about a small fucking world. Then there's history between Gigi and me, and now we're friends. So there's nothing for you to be jealous about." Gemma jerked out of his grasp and lied, "I am not jealous." Gemma's lip pulled up as she slid into the back seat. She felt Liam follow. Gemma inched as far away as possible from him in the back seat of the lift. Liam gazed at her intensely and let out a snort of amusement as he shook his head. "God, Gemma, you are a real piece of work," Liam said, looking out the window and past her presence. They rode in silence until they pulled up to Gemma's apartment building. Liam got out of the lift with Gemma. As she headed towards the front door of her building, Liam's arms snaked out in front of her, encircling her waist and pulling her flush against his body. He began kissing the hollow of her neck and running his tongue up the sensitive part of her ear, which succeeded in weakening her senses. "Go on a date with me," Liam whispered as he nibbled on her ear, making her groan in delight as she felt herself become wet with desire. Liam turned her around to face him, and his mouth crashed into hers hard. He kissed her impatiently and with force, making their teeth clash as his tongue slipped into her mouth, deepening the punish. He lifted his head briefly and stated, "I will kiss you until you say yes." Then, his head swooped back down and continued to kiss her breathlessly, making her lose all train of thought. He finally pulled away for some much-needed air and peered down into Gemma's face with a gaze fueled by sexual heat and warmth. "Yeah, okay," Gemma laughed as she pulled Liam's head back down to her lips, wanting him to kiss her until daybreak. Gemma ran her fingers around the top of her wine glass as she looked across the table at one of the finest restaurants in Baltimore. She studied Liam's handsome face while he studied the menu, deciding on his entree for the night. This was her first date with Liam, and she had to give him kudos for pulling out all the stops. He gave her flowers at the beginning of the night, and they talked with ease on the drive to the restaurant in his Maserati. He even kissed her hand and opened the door, showing her that chivalry was still alive and thriving. He looked gorgeous in his white button-down shirt and charcoal gray slacks. He added sex appeal to his attire by leaving the top two buttons of his shirt undone, teasing Gemma with his chest hair. The waiter came to the table and took their orders, and her eyes collided with Liam's over the wine. She wanted to toy with Liam and get him all hot and bothered, like the way he'd been getting under her skin these past few months. She was tired of feeling like Liam always had the control and upper hand in their relationship due to her traitorous body always giving into his blissful touches. The gears of Gemma's mind turned as she thought of ways she could make Liam's eyes burn with passion and his body stare with sexual want and passion for her. She looked up and her eyes clashed with Liam's blue-gray eyes as she gave him a small, sexy smirk. "So, tell me about yourself," Liam asked, throwing Gemma off balance as he took a sip of his wine. Gemma felt her throat go dry, and she averted her eyes. This is why Gemma either fucked with no strings or kept to herself. She hated men asking invasive questions and wanting to know the depths of her soul. "What do you want to know about me?" Gemma responded quietly, bracing herself. Liam's eyes narrowed. Gemma guessed from the change in his body language that he knew she wasn't comfortable with this line of questioning. However, instead of changing the course of the conversation to something more mundane, he pried further. "We can start simple. Tell me about your family." Gemma sucked in a breath and rolled her eyes and said coldly, "You met them, Samantha and Cheyenne. I know nothing of my biological family. I grew up in foster care, bounced from place to place, and then came to University of Maryland, where I met my chosen family. To my knowledge, my biological family is dead. At least to me." Gemma then drained her wine glass and uncouthly reached for the bottle and poured some more as Leon watched her intently. Lost for words? Not the fairy tale you expected to hear? Oh, it gets darker, Leon. You want to know me? I'll tell you more. Gemma bellowed brusquely. Everyone's family has a lot to answer for, and we typically all survive our childhood. You're a success story. That's much to be proud of, Gemma. Leon responded carefully, grabbing her hand and pressing it from the wine glass she held tightly. The stroke of his hand on hers made her shudder as desire rushed over her body and caused her heartbeat to race. Fuck dinner. Let's just head to your house and fuck. Blow my mind with how good you can do me. Gemma felt the self-destructive words rush out. She couldn't stand sitting at this table any longer with this gorgeous man across from her, calculating ways to bare her soul. Gemma knew sex was phenomenal between them. Call her broken. But that's what she wanted from Liam, especially in that moment with the scabs of old wounds threatening to break open. Gemma needed comfort, and she knew that she could best get that from Liam's dick thrusting in her as her mind pushed out all thoughts of her past. Gemma could tell by the way he looked at her, he was trying to make sense of her atypical behavior and assess the situation. But within a few seconds, Liam waved for the check, and the next thing she knew, she was being hurled out the restaurant with Liam's hand tightly around her waist. By the time they made it to Liam's swanky condo, Gemma was so wet and so aroused that she barely let Liam lock the door before she was stripping his clothes off his body and pushing him down on the couch. Gemma shimmied out of her black lace panties as Liam's gaze stayed on hers. His pupils dilated so big from arousal, she could no longer see the bluish gray of his irises. She leaned over him, moving his hands above his head as he flicked her cleavage, and she straddled his body. She used her panties to secure his hands above his head, let in a deep breath as she kissed him long and roughly. "Don't move your arms from that position. I'm going to show you all the ways that you're mine," Gemma whispered in his ear as she ran her tongue down the outside of it, nibbling on his lobe and causing him to shiver. She slowly kissed him down his body until she came to his half drum. She ran her nails gently through, tickling his skin and feeling his sharp intake of air as she blew on the tip of his gentle erection. She swirled her tongue around the tip, making him pant heavily as she played with his balls. She teased him with her mouth until she felt his body start to tense, and then she pulled away as his body smarted. "Fuck, Gemma, I'm close," Liam groaned in a dark, raspy voice as Gemma let out a giggle. They had come full circle, and she was teasing him in the same way he teased her that first night they fucked. She licked his dick down the shaft, taking him all the way to the back of her throat, sliding her hot, wet mouth back up to the tip, where she gently bent, causing his hips to buck with pleasure. Gemma, not being able to take the sexual tension of her body, lowered her wet, hot pussy down on Liam's hard dick and rode him hard until they came in a fierce, mind-blowing orgasm. After the exertion from how hard they just fucked, she could do nothing but collapse on his chest, meeting her goal of driving all thoughts of her pathetic childhood from her mind. The next few weeks were a blur of passion and hot sex for Gemma. Whenever her and Liam could find the time for one another outside of work, they began spending every waking moment together, learning and exploring every essence and flaw of each other's body. Gemma even enjoyed time spent with him outside of sex. They'd gone on bike rides together and did karaoke with her best friends. Gemma knew if she allowed herself, Liam could crack through the brick wall she had built around her heart. Liam and Gemma were giggling outside of the cafeteria as Gigi approached. Gemma saw the fiery redhead roll her eyes at her as she inserted herself into their conversation. "Liam, can we talk?" Gigi said, boldly stepping in between Gemma and Liam, making her presence known to the point that it would draw attention if Liam walked away. "Of course," Liam answered, looking uninterested in Gigi's existence. Gemma was about to excuse herself until Liam pulled her into his side. Gigi's nostrils flared, and Gemma could see the angry heat seep up Gigi's pale pallor to match her hair color. "Privately, maybe better," Gigi whispered angrily at Liam as her hands curled into fists by her side. "Especially since you've ignored all my calls and texts these past few weeks." Liam snorted and rolled his eyes and responded, "Gigi, quit with all the theatrics. Just say what you need." Gigi looked from Gemma to Liam and let out a slow, deep breath. The air between Gigi and Liam began making Gemma feel uncomfortable, but Liam kept his arm securely around her waist. "I missed my period, and I took a pregnancy test, and it's positive. You're going to be a daddy." Gigi yelled at Liam angrily and flashed Gemma a fake smile. Gemma felt the world tip upside down around her. She couldn't fathom how this could be happening and how this could be possible. She felt Liam go limp beside her and saw the color drain from his face. "How?" Gemma heard herself whisper, using the opportunity of Liam's shock to sidestep out of his reach. "I thought you ended things a while ago and we're just friends," Gemma asked Liam with an accusing glare. It was Gigi's turn to snort, and her eyes lit up, enjoying the attention they drew. She used this moment to address Gemma like a 5-year-old and explain. "You see, sweetie, Liam called off the relationship and we stayed buddies." Fuck buddies, of course. Gemma felt the rage and embarrassment crawl up her skin, feeling tainted and disgusted by her own naivety. "So that means," Gigi continued as Liam cut her off with a glare and grabbed her arm, trying to move her to a more private area. But Gigi, in a fit of anger, ripped out of his arms and said loudly, "No, you didn't want to take it privately. Gemma, we've been screwing for months. I believe the last time we screwed was the night he left me for you at Arya's party. Yeah, that's right. He fucked me right before we showed up." Gemma had to get away from the stares and the embarrassment and the shock of the whole situation. She felt the contents of her stomach rise in her throat. Gemma rushed past Liam and jerked away when he tried to grab her arm. "Fucking don't touch me," Gemma said to Liam with malice in her eyes and heart towards him. She went to the locker room, collected her things, and left the hospital. When Gemma made it home that night, she planned on looking for a new residency rotation. After the level of embarrassment and heartache, she knew she could no longer continue at Olympus Teaching Hospital. The next morning, there was a pounding on her front door, and it continued until Gemma got out of the bed to answer it. Samantha had gone home to visit family for the weekend, and Cheyenne was already at work. Gemma flung the door open in a sports bra and sleep shorts, and was shocked as Liam fell to his knees, hugged her waist, and sobbed into her stomach. Gemma was so shocked about the situation, she didn't know what to do, so she rubbed Liam's dirty blonde head and convinced him to come to her apartment and sit on the couch. "Liam, I..." Gemma started, but was cut off by Liam saying her name at the same time. Their eyes met, and they sat in silence, staring at one another, until they were in each other's arms kissing. Their tears mingled, making their kisses salty and sweet. Liam kissed away tears from both of her cheeks, sending sexual heat coursing through her body. He kissed and licked her ears and ran. hot ribbon, the passion that went through doors of her throat. Liam peeled her sports bra off her body and worshipped her breasts, paying attention to both of them until they ached with pleasure and were superstitious sucking and teasing. He ripped the shorts off her body and feasted upon her wet pussy until she screamed out in relief as she came. Then he did away with his clothes and he entered her and took his time making love to her for the first time until neither one of their bodies could take it. They gasped for air from their multiple releases. Marry me, beautiful girl. I don't want any other woman ever again, Liam said as he laid with his head cradled on Gemma's chest on her couch. Marry him? If she did, then she could have the family she always craved. So, sexy people, it seems like Gemma's hookup turned into so much more than she bargained for, with possibly a happy ending. If you were Gemma, would you marry Liam, or would you cut all ties with him? Seems like Liam's just playing games and breaking women's hearts at Olympus Teaching Hospital to me. What do you all think?
Oh, so hot and sexy bedtime stories from Lala's Bedtime Tales. Thanks for tuning in to this week's erotic tale. For more erotic stories, sex tips, love advice, and sexual education, check out lalasbedtimetale.com and add me on Instagram for more erotic and sensual content at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Please comment and share your fave sexy bedtime stories with erotic enthusiasts like you and me. Ta-ta until next time, sexies.